Paul, a 1-1 draw today. What's the reaction? Bit of disappointment, or do you think it was the right result?
Disappointed, especially the way we performed second half. First half, I thought they started brighter than us. We changed things around a little bit and created chance after chance. You know, and come in 1-0 up could have been more. Second half, we dropped way too deep, and we paid for that with a goal that they scored.
First half, couple of the penalty appeals for both sides. Did you have a particular view on either of them?
I thought both were, to be fair. Disappointing thing. He's booked Reese for diving when he's been clipped, and their boy's not been booked. But I thought their run looks like a penalty, and Reese has been clipped. The only thing I will say about ours is I don't know whether it was inside or outside the box.
And the Carl Bennett goal as well, it seemed like the linesman was doing his best to chalk it off. Can you clarify why the flag went up?
I've not got a clue.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just glad to see it, Kevin.
The chances as well. Nathan Tyson twice went close. We know about Ian Henderson, of course, for them. Were you satisfied that the chances were still coming? What was said at the break?
I felt we dropped too deep.
Right.
Towards the end of the first half, and we wanted to keep a higher line because they've got some good players. Mm. I know people look at Rochdale as a club and think them, you know, just being promoted and they shouldn't really be up there, but they're a good team. I've seen a lot of them recently and they're still in a shout of the playoffs because they are a good team with good players. So a point's not a bad result, but I'm disappointed with the performance, especially after Tuesday night.
And their goal, obviously, you've mentioned on occasions individual errors, which has been a bit of a recurring theme. Disappointment again at the point where, you know, arguably the game was up for grabs, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was. They had a bit of pressure, and I know they hit the post, but we looked threatening on the break, and the goal's poor. You know, they've got one centre-forward up top, and he's got 4 or 5 yards free in the box. It shouldn't happen.
The players that you brought that have started today, but there were a couple of injury concerns, weren't they, coming into it, James Coppinger and Nathan Tyson. Was there ever a danger that they might not make it? Were they ready to go, Paul? How did you feel they've done today?
Yeah, they've done okay, you know, but when James is in the team, we've got to get the ball to him, and Kyle Bennett. You know, we know that, having watched them, that and the way we wanted to play today, that we're dangerous from getting the ball wide and putting the ball in the box. We've done that first half, we scored from it, which is something that we'd worked on. In the second half, we got the ball wide. For some reason, we kept wanting to come back inside or come back. You know, you've got to put the ball in the box, especially when you've got two centre-forwards up there.
Frustration that you've perhaps not got on the front foot, especially you seem to be referencing the second half here, Paul, that you've not gone, maybe shown that killer instinct to go on and win it, or...?
Yeah, or show the killer instinct to keep a clean sheet. You know, we're 1-0 up, not necessarily playing the best football that we played compared to Tuesday night. So, you know, you've got to manage the game properly and see it out, and we didn't manage to do that. But let's give credit to Rochdale.
Yeah, Luke McCulloch also not involved at all today. How close was he to being involved?
He'd done a little bit of the session on Thursday, still felt the sort of top of his calf, back of his knee. So he wasn't able to train yesterday.
And what's the sort of overview now, Paul? How do you assess the final 5 games of the season? Obviously, big games coming up. I mean, you're going to be coming up against teams who, probably like yourself, they're all needing points for different reasons, aren't they, really? Including Leighton Orient on Tuesday night. I mean, I was there recently when they played Barnsley. They're scrapping for their lives, obviously. So it's a different kind of test again, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Look, we want to finish the season strong. We want to get as many points on the board as we can. You know, probably the only positive out today is that, you know, we've lost the last two. Couple of home games and managed to get a point today, but we want to go down there and we want to get all 3 points. We owe it to everybody to finish the season strongly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Bradford result will have hurt you personally. Have you seen the reaction since that kind of we often hear this stage of the season, it's a bit of a fan's criticism that some players may be starting to think of the summer holidays, Paul. You'll want to dispel that. I know, you know, as a player and as a manager, that's one that you want to banish straight away, isn't it?
If they want to go on their summer holidays, they can go now.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're looking for a reaction between now and the end of the season, really, for that to continue?
We've got 5 games left and 15 points to play for, and we want to pick up as many as we can. That was our aim this season, to try and finish as high as we could in the league. The league's still tight, so we want to finish with a flurry.
Can I ask you about the Johnson Clark Harris situation, Paul? When he was brought in on a youth loan, was there a 28-day period where they then have the Rotherham then have the option to recall? What is the situation there?
Yeah, there was, and Steve said that they would only call him back if they needed to. I've not spoke to Steve for a little while, so that's as far as I know.
Okay, final word on the youngster Liam Mandeville as well. He's obviously one, maybe his thoughts start to turn to next season. Young boy who's come in, trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, and we think Liam's got a big future ahead of him. He's a talented boy. you know, but you've just got to be careful when you put them in.
Okay, Leighton Orient, choose any new bumps and bruises?
There's a few knocks as always, you know, Cox and Tice feeling a little bit of the injury that they picked up midweek, but you know, we'll see how they all are.